coming up, a windy, wintry Wednesday. Say that fast 10 times. Like it can be done. It's a morning hut. With Dablo here coming to you live from Dakota Avenue. Still got some blowing snow out there. Still some kind of sketchy roads. And 17 degrees, so be careful if you're out there. My guests this morning, I have got Colette, I have got Keisha, and I've got Pastor Corey, who's rocking the best holiday nail polish I've ever seen in my life. So if you see her today, please stop her and have her give you the backstory on that. Colette Barton, we'll start with you. Good morning.
Good morning.
We didn't catch a November report. It was just cross schedules. It was a mess.
I don't know what happened. I wasn't ready for November.
The schedules. Okay. The schedules just all over the place. What are we talking about today?
Today we are going to divert a little bit from our journey of specific to grief, but also inclusive to that is we want to talk about our blue service, which is coming up next Thursday, December 18th at noon at Evergreen Methodist Church.
Okay.
And the reason we've had this for the last couple of years, it's an incredibly powerful time to come together as community and support those that are grieving and offer space for those that are grieving to have intentional time to remember their loved one.
Okay.
But the beautiful thing this year is those of us that do services of remembrance collectively came together and had some real intentional dialogue around how can we better serve and support people of our community that are grieving, and especially because it's the holiday time, and not feel as though they have an obligatory burden to attend our services of remembrance. And I'm not saying most people felt that, but there is that tug of war in the scheduling conflicts. And so the blue service this year is going to encompass the services of remembrance from our funeral homes. We'll be participating in the blue service. Hospice, Keisha's here to talk about that as a partnership. Hospice is coming on board. And it was always open to the public, but we are putting more intentionality into providing the support and the things that we feel will be helpful to the members of our community that have an aching heart at this season.
All right. Let's bring Keisha into it. Keisha, step up. Good morning. Thank you for being on the show.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
Always, always love talking about hospice. How did you become involved in this? Is this the first time you've done the blue service, or have you been involved in this before?
No, this is the first time that CHI Health at Home Hospice will be a part of the blue service. So when I got the invitation, I was super excited just because I'm really trying to build the community back up and around hospice. We are the local hospice here, and we serve, you know, a lot of local families. And then we also, in combination, we work with the funeral homes. You know, that 3 a.m. Death, we are right there next to the funeral home. So for them to invite us and be a part of it, I was just so excited.
I bet. So what is your role in this? What is hospice going to be doing as far as the blue service?
So we're just coming in, and so typically hospice has their own remembrance service, like Colette was talking about before. And we haven't had really good turnouts the last few years just because there is so many remembrance services.
There's an overlap, yeah.
There's an overlap. So we just invited all of our hospice families that had previously lost a loved one to join into this one with the community of collaborating with the community. So I guess my job in this is just to be present and join in with the grief service and
to facilitate.
Yeah.
There, we'll go with that one.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So if people have any questions about our local hospice here in CHI, hospice, this would be a good time to show up and ask you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. All of our nurses, we're actually shutting, it's not very often we do this, but we're shutting down the office for the lunch hour. We're going to have our whole team there just because this is also our time to grieve the people that we lost, mm-hmm. because we've worked with them and built a rapport with them, and to see the families again. It's always nice to sit down and have a lunch and cookies and coffee with the families that you saw every single day for, you know, months, and then all of a sudden it's that tie where you don't see them anymore.
So is that kind of a mutual support thing? I'm glad you brought that up, because I don't think people realize that a lot about hospice. You're people too, and you've kind of been through this this journey before too. Is it kind of a reciprocal thing where it's kind of a mutual support where hospice families come in after and give you guys that kind of support, you and your staff?
Yeah, absolutely. Our staff is always looking for that connection. And you build really good relationships. So like I said, after that death happens, unfortunately, there's no reason for us to go into that home anymore. So yeah, we have a lot of staff members that build really good connections with our families, and we'll do coffee dates or things like this in the community, or you'll see someone in Walmart and give them a hug and say, gosh, how you doing? We miss you. So yeah, it's good closure for our nurses as well.
Well, thank you for the work you do. I know I speak for a lot of people in saying thank you. And I always say it's a unique kind of person that can do the work you do. So Keisha, thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Let's get Pastor Corey in here too and talk about the nails first of all. I am loving those. Bright red, metallic red. You are in the holiday spirit, right?
I am.
Tell me yes.
Yes, yes. I'm in the holiday spirit. It is December and here we are. Advent is the big season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially for us in the church. So yes, we're full on.
So again, Evergreen United Methodist is where this is going to take place,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. And you're rolling this too. And typically, what do you do during the Blue Service?
So obviously hosting the Blue Christmas Service. Also, this was something that I've done in other communities in which we've lived. It's a great way for the Ministerial Association to come together and have this ecumenical collaboration. To be able to say that we care about our community, we care about the people that have lost loved ones throughout the course of the year, because as pastors, we're on the front lines of dealing with after Keisha's done and after the funeral homes, we're the ones that care for the families, right? Or we should be post-death. And so hopefully this is just another way for us to offer some hope and healing. Especially this time of year. And I think the other nice thing about this service, while yes, it's about it's about grief and just the ways in which this time of year can just, it's not holly jolly for a lot of people. Sometimes we've gone through losses that are not even just death. Like I think about people that have recently lost homes to house fires, or maybe they've lost a job, or maybe you are in some other form of grief. Maybe you're going through a divorce or whatever. This is really a service in which we can come together and say, we understand that this time of year is sad and it's not always happy. And so how do we support you in the midst of grief? Whatever that looks like, whatever it is.
So the takeaway is it might not be happy, it might not be festive, but it doesn't have to be isolating. Right.
Right? Yes, yes.
And yep. And getting people together in that setting, mm-hmm. That's got to go a long way to helping people cross over.
Right. You know? You are not alone.
Yeah, you are not alone. And again, what time does this run?
It's at noon. Okay. The service is about 45 minutes. We're very intentional about having it over that lunch hour so that people don't have to take time off of work or miss other activities, that it's something that they can come to. And then we also want to offer you some soup and bread, and that you can take that to go even. I mean, you can stay and sit, and all the nurses and pastors and whatever will all be there. But you can also take, if you're on a tight time schedule, we want to be honoring of that as well, so we have soup to go. So, and we have like a lot of soup, and it's going to be amazing.
All right, I'm loving that. So, all sorts of good support, yeah. and you're going to feed us too.
Yeah.
I'm loving that. Keep up the great work that you do too, by the way,
you.
Young lady. Pastor Corey from Evergreen United Methodist. Colette, step back up. I love it when you bring me guests.
These are
especially
great
really
people.
Good guests, good people to talk to.
Absolutely. And again, the whole intention of coming together as community to be able to support each other, because there is joy still in the world, even amongst, even amidst the grief there is and the sorrow, there is joy. And so finding those blips of spotlight, those glimmers, a glistening of what it means to be part of a community and be able to share in the sorrow, but also be able to elevate and support each other to keep us moving throughout the entire year.
I love that. And again, this is next Thursday starting at noon, Evergreen United Methodist Church.
Absolutely.
And people just show up.
Absolutely. And we hope that, again, if you're not grieving, come and be a part of supporting the people that are grieving, because we're a community and we hold each other up, we lift each other up, and we walk beside when we can.
I love that. Colette Barton, always great to have you in. Look forward to our conversation. I can't believe I'm saying this. In January.
2026.
So it was like we were just talking our July conversations, and here we go into the new year.
Right.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
You bet. 918, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Takes us home.